Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Cuckoo with the evening news. The headlines. Minister of State Kirti Vardhan Singh calls Union Budget 2025-26 milestone towards Atmanirbhar Bharat. Nagaland Governor La Ganesan emphasizes unity in diversity. Chief Minister Nipu Ryo reaffirms state government's commitment to meritocracy. And school education suspends transfer of teachers until further order. Now the news in detail. Minister of State for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Kirti Vardhan Singh today said that Union Budget 2025-26 is a landmark budget and a milestone towards the country's journey to becoming Atmanirbhar Bharat and Vikshit Bharat. Addressing media persons on the Union Budget in Kohima, the minister said the current budget presented by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman reflects the aspirations of the people of this country and also the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi for a developed India by 2047.
It's an important milestone to attaining our objective of becoming world economic power. We are pursuing all avenues and we are taking all efforts for the development of the Northeast. We see it as an integral and a very important part of our country. We want to bring it in the mainstream of the development which our country is witnessing now.
Mr. Singh also highlighted that this year's budget has a special focus on raising farmers' income, increasing the output of medium and small-scale industries, exports, employment, reducing poverty, among others.
We are focused on the agricultural sector, also providing healthcare, universal healthcare and quality healthcare, providing quality education. These are the main thrust of the budget. And also, of course, as in the past, to improve the connectivity in the be it our roads, our national highways, our railways, or our air connectivity. We have increased the budget in all these areas substantially, which of course is a very important step into raising the income levels and to raising productivity, connect all the areas. So that is the focus of the budget. Our Garib, our Annadata, which are farmers, our Yuva, which is our youth, and our Nari.
The minister also held a meeting with officials from the State Forest Department. Mr. Singh is on his maiden trip to Nagaland and is likely to visit some districts during his three-day stay in the state. Nagaland Governor La Ganesan today stressed the importance of recognizing and appreciating the differences as citizens of India while also celebrating the values we share. He was addressing the flagging-in ceremony of the National Integration Tour at Kohima Garrison, Assam Rifles.
India is a land of unparalleled beauty, rich traditions and diverse cultures. As citizens of this great nation, it is important that we understand and appreciate each other's differences while celebrating our shared values. I am sure these expectations have not only broadened your horizons, but also instilled in your deep sense of pride and appreciation for our nation's rich heritage and vibrant present.
The tour, which took place from February 4th to 18th, brought together 16 students and 4 teachers from various colleges in Kohima who visited Mumbai, Pune and Goa. Lauding the initiative, the governor said such tours show how interactions and experiences can foster mutual respect, understanding and unity among the people. The governor also urged all to strive and be ambassadors of peace, unity and integration and work towards building a nation united in its diversity. Chief Minister Nipu Ryo today emphasized the state government's commitment to meritocracy. He was speaking at the 50th year celebration of Tesema Basa village establishment in Kohima district. Noting that securing jobs requires passing NPSC and NSSB exams, Mr. Ryo said local area development funds have been earmarked for coaching aspirants from the assembly constituency. Emphasizing the importance of water in the northern Angami area, he said the issue is being taken up with the PHED. To commemorate the occasion, the chief minister unveiled a monolith and inaugurated the rostrum. Meanwhile, another monolith erected commemorating Mr. Ryo's 50th year in political service was inaugurated by Razu Krele Kro, chairman, Tesema Basa Village. The Directorate of School Education has suspended its recent orders of transfer of over 1,300 government school teachers following significant opposition from various student organizations and communities. In a notification issued yesterday, Principal Director of School Education, Thavasilan K, informed that orders issued on the 6th and 10th of this month concerning the transfer and posting of teachers have been kept on hold until further orders pending review. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Dimapur Naga Students Union, DNSU, held a peaceful protest today calling for the immediate vacating of classrooms at Government Middle School Midland, currently occupied by the Department of Health and Family Welfare for a health center. The student body issued a 7-day ultimatum to the department demanding the immediate relocation of the dispensary. DNSU officials said the health center disrupted the academic environment and posed safety risks to the students. Despite multiple press statements since August 2024 and directives from the Education Department to vacate the classrooms, the issue remains unresolved. During today's demonstration, DNSU President Hinoto P. Aomi expressed strong discontent, emphasizing students' right to a conducive learning environment and urged authorities to take swift action.
The government of the day and the administrative, whoever the control authority is responsible, I want to let them know that the Dimapur Naga student will not sit quiet. We will not allow this thing to happen. Corruption will make the limit as well. Matibi in Koshkolisha, dispensary Koshkolisha.
Other speakers also raised concerns about student safety and improper biomedical waste disposal. DNSU warned that failure to comply with its demands would be met with stronger protests, including public demonstrations and potential legal action. The toppers from prestigious exams like UPSC, IIT, JEE, CBSE and ICSE today shared their success stories in the 8th and final episode of Pariksha Pe Charcha 2025. The board exam topper said that during the exams, the students cannot retain all the information in their minds, so it is helpful to focus on specific topics that are frequently asked in exams. They also asked the students to revise previous year's question papers.
We cannot attain all of the information in our mind. Some specific topics jo hai, jo exam mein bar bar poochte hai. It's also good to revise the previous year questions and specifically target those specific topics first. And then you can focus on the later topics again.
Radhika Singhal, CBSE topper 2022-23, said extracurricular activities are also important because it builds up confidence. Nagaland Basketball Association will be conducting trials for the under-23 men's and women's basketball teams to represent Nagaland at the first under-23 National Basketball Championship set to take place from 18 to 24 of March in Guwahati. The trials will take place on 24th of this month simultaneously at Don Bosco Higher Secondary School Kohima and Tetso College Dimapur at 3 p.m. Eligible participants are required to bring their Aadhaar card and birth certificate during the trials. For more details, interested athletes can contact phone numbers at 94360-16529 and 8575-191708 for trials in Kohima and in Dimapur at 98640-34256 and 70859-94276. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Minister of State Kirti Vardhan Singh calls Union Budget 2025-26 milestone towards Atmanirbhar Bharat. Nagaland Governor La Ganesan emphasizes unity in diversity. Chief Minister Nipu Rio reaffirms the state government's commitment to meritocracy. And school education suspends transfer of teachers until further order. This is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back tomorrow with the English news at 7:30 a.m. Good night.